sadness and imagination. Well, this should be an interesting endeavour. I created this because I wanted to be listened to by someone. Anyone. Because sometimes in life, when you're at your most fragile, that's when you're seen as invisible. Or I guess, not seen then. This is one of those times for me. My intentions aren't to just complain. I say just, because inevitably I won't be able to whine sometimes on here. Or spread my great wisdom to others. No. I just want that feeling that someone has seen your thoughts. The feeling that only comes from vulnerability and strangeness of new things. And maybe no one will ever read this. I'm not sure. But at least I can pretend I've been heard. And that meagre fact, torn from my imagination, satisfies me at least a little more than keeping silent. But then again, I guess that's the draw to blogging. To feel something is happening when there might not be actually anything not happening. To be at least picture movement when you've been suffocated by stillness of self and life. So here is my way to start breathing again. Today has been a day of many things. Meditations on my life. Thoughts on my boyfriend. Thoughts on my family. My purpose. Etc. Etc. But what made me start this blog wasn't all of the normal thoughts. It was when I carefully got ready, putting on pretty colours and pretty makeup to be seen by myself, because I needed to feel pretty. And like most things, feeling makes all the difference. Not something actually being in reality. This moment is no exception. So I went on my way, prodding life and thoughts of my present and future with my imagination, turning it over and over in my hands. Except when I do that, it starts to crumble away in front of me. So I put it down, put back all of the ifs and ands, all the certainties that should have never been picked up and examined in the first place. And that was my day. But what made me sad is the fact that no one, absolutely no one, took the time to look at me. Really look at me. And see in my eyes what was happening. What sadness stirred there. What pain has been lurking in the corners, only to come out with a vengeance. But no, hardly anyone ever looks anymore. Although I look at them. This is what made me feel weighted. Because that flick of understanding in someone else's eyes is all I needed, but not what I got. Anyway, I don't want to become a person and go on and on about my complaints when there could be so much worse in my life. All I will say is that I've become fatigued by the indifference this world has filled to the brim with, and I'm looking for colour and light and hope, flashes of which I've seen thanks to God, my family, and my closest friends. Sometimes I'd like to think of imagination, which I thought I'd speak of today, hence the title. But I don't really feel like it right now. Later though, I think I will. That's another thing about blogging that I see as an attractive attribute. You can do it at your own pace, whatever that might be, with no pressure from anyone. Smiley face. Yay for that. I am going to go on, not that nothingness cares, but perhaps one day that nothingness will form into a person who stumbled upon this, and that person would see and feel what I am feeling. So, goodbye for now. P.S. I've decided not to edit what I write in here, because I believe in raw thoughts, however insecure, ill-phrased they might be. Posted by Ayla at 2:02 p.m. No comments.